You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered down, nice, what everyone wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations, you're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. I'm the founder of Man Warrior King. I'm the author of The DNA of a Man. And it has been a long time since we've done a podcast episode, and that is changing. I was praying to the Lord and asking him what he wanted his men to hear today. I was asking, what is it that they are needing? What is it that you are needing in your life right now? Because what I believe is that the gospel, that the kingdom, that the activity of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in our lives is not just for the spiritual benefit of ourselves someday in heaven. It's not just to make us holy and moral beings. It's not just to let us go to church. The power of the gospel, the power of the kingdom, the power of the Spirit, seeing Jesus at work alive in our lives, it is meant to reach in and completely transform our physical, natural, practical lives. So I wanted to hear from the Lord what he has on his heart for his men. Something that would change their day. Something that would change your day. And what I heard from him was that we are not taking seriously our God-given identity. And that can mean either a lot to someone or like nothing to someone. Who's like, what the heck does that mean? How is that helpful? I believe that every single one of us has a very intentional design, because God has very intentional desires for us. He has a unique purpose that each of us are meant to fulfill. Is it a guarantee that we will do that? Absolutely not. If you think that you are going to fulfill God's purpose for your life automatically, on autopilot, you are sadly mistaken. See, what sometimes happens is we have this stinking, poisonous mindset that says that whatever happens in our life, it's God's will. God is authoring everything that's going on for some higher purpose, that, man, it's a good thing he's in charge because he's so good and beautiful. So even though everything is all ugly and terrible down here, he knows what he's doing. And in the end, we're going to see this beautiful tapestry that was woven, even though some parts of it looked more ugly than others. I have a problem with that. Because you can't convince me that it was God's master plan and intentional design that you would be a passive man for a large portion of your life, that your marriage would be suffering, that your wife would be crying herself to sleep because she's so alone. You're telling me that God's authoring that. You're telling me that God authors when men walk out and leave their families. That God authors when men die and little children lose their dad. You're telling me that God authors the slavery that goes on in the world today. That he authors the human trafficking, that he offers the sex industry and the porn industry. You're telling me that he authors all of these things. I don't want your faith. So many of us who are, you know, listening to this episode probably don't think all of those things that I just said, but we still think this same theology about our own personal lives. Whatever's going on in it, God's in control. He knows what he's doing. He's got this. And we become passive and inert. We stop taking action. And then we sit on our butts day after day after day after day. And we think, well, I'm not really sure what God's purpose for my life is. I know it's to love Jesus and to tell other people about him. Good. Yeah. Excellent. But there's more. That's like the entry level. That's like the minimum buy-in that everybody's issued automatically when you come into the kingdom. Okay, now, here, your purpose. Know Jesus, be known by him, tell others about him. But we don't stay there at the entry gate. There's an entire kingdom, an entire territory that's waiting for you to go take dominion over. So don't stay at entry level when you're called to be a king. And as a king, under the headship of the king, you have a unique purpose, a unique destiny, a unique design that it is your responsibility to find out and to fulfill. Does that mean that you're alone in this? Absolutely not. The Holy Spirit partners with us. He reveals all things to us. And when we seek his face, we will find his face. When we ask the Lord, God, what is it that you have for me to do? He will answer you. I just watched while he answered many men immediately. 2 days ago. For some, he didn't answer immediately, but he will in the coming days. But you need this, gentlemen. You need God to show you who you are meant to be in the world. Because if you're not being that, then what are you even doing? Surviving? Struggling to get by? Building an empire that will crumble when you die? It says in one of the Corinthians, if I'm not mistaken, that everybody, all of us, the work of our hands, we are building something. And in the end, it's going to be tested by fire. And so what we build is either made out of wood, hay, and stubble, or gold. Is it gold, silver, and precious jewels, or something like that? Not everything that you are doing in your life is going to pass the test at the end. Does it mean that you're going to be saved? It says so, yes. Some will be saved even if through fire. But I want the stuff that I put my hand to in this life now to last into the next life, to survive the fire of God's judgment, and to be found to be pure, to be gold, to be precious jewels, to be something of value. And if you want to know what's going to last, then it's time for you to seek God and ask Him, what is my purpose? Who am I in this earth? And I'm talking more than just a son, more than just a king. Who are you uniquely? What is your destiny right now? Some of you might be in the wrong job. Some of you might be in the right job, but with the wrong perspective, with the wrong heart, the wrong goals. For some of you, it may have nothing to do with your job, and it may have more to do with what you do in your free time. When God's speaking to you, I want you to rent out a room in the community center and hold healing services there for the community. And you're not. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus gives us the parable of the sower. And you guys know this parable where he says that a farmer goes out and sows seeds, and the seed falls on four different types of soil. Some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and they ate the seeds. Others fell on rocky ground where they didn't have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered. Other seeds fell among thorns. So we have the path where the birds got them. We have the rocky ground where the sun scorches them. We have the thorny ground where they're just choked out by all the weeds and thorns and whatnot. And other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. When I was a child in Sunday school, my well-meaning Sunday school teachers never taught me the depth of this thing. I always thought that this was about salvation and how basically 25% of the world that hears the gospel would come to know Jesus, and the rest of the other 75, the other three types of soil, were basically going to reject the gospel and not follow Jesus and go to hell someday. I don't believe this is accurate. Because when Jesus explains he says that when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, I believe we have many, many saved people who don't understand the word of the kingdom. And I don't want to be one of them. I believe you can have the gospel of salvation and have very little understanding of the gospel of the kingdom. The seed is the word of the kingdom. The seed is the word of what does it mean to live in God's kingdom as a man on fire, as a king and priest in the earth, establishing dominion on behalf of our Father and kicking out Satan and his demons. This is the word of the kingdom. And the word of the kingdom includes your identity. Who are you? Who are you to become beyond your 9-to-5 survival, beyond your paying the bills? And the soil that I want to highlight, that I want for you and me to be careful of, because you want to know why? Because I've been this soil lately, and I'm sick of it. the soil that I want to highlight. Is the soil that's in the thorns. Jesus says in Matthew 13, verse 22, as for the seed of the kingdom that was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Now, let's get some misunderstanding out of the way immediately. This verse is not saying anybody who is seeking to make money and to make more than enough to get by is this kind of soil succumbing to the deceitfulness of riches and rejecting the seed of the kingdom. That's not this. It's when you become so consumed with the, like he says, the cares of the world, with getting your bills paid, taking care of the mortgage, getting out of debt, getting your house fixed, getting your car fixed, getting a new car. Advancement, solely for the sake of advancement. When you become consumed with that, and it causes you to neglect the seed of the kingdom that God is trying to speak over you, that God is trying to tell you, Matt, this is who you are. Follow me. If your cares about everything that's going on in your life that needs your attention and that you should rightly pursue to fix and bring order and design and character into what would otherwise be chaos, poverty, unpaid bills. Saying, if all of that is moving you to abandon the pursuit that I've put in front of you to do because of who I've made you to be, then that's not okay. See, some of you have heard the Lord speak to you that you are meant to be a corporate CEO, but you have rejected him because you think that that ministry is the more holy calling. Some of you have heard the Lord speak to you that you need to not be in corporate America. You need to become a public school teacher, but you've rejected it because of what the pay cut might mean. Some of you have heard the Lord tell you that you are supposed to be in ministry, but you have not done a thing about it because you don't think you could do it. You don't think you're qualified. You think that's just the arrogant you wanting to be more important than you really are. And instead, it's the Holy Spirit in you telling you, this is who I've made you to be. Will you step into it or will you not? There's some of you who are building businesses, who are entrepreneurs out there, and it's just not working because you're trying to follow all of the right and good and effective strategies, principles, tactics for building a business, for marketing, for sales, for all of that, and you're not listening to the voice of God. Because even though with your lips you might say that God is an excellent businessman, with your actions you show the world that you don't believe it. You don't believe that if you let yourself be a supernatural entrepreneur, if you let yourself be a spirit-led businessman, if you let yourself conduct business prophetically, hearing from the Father and speaking it and acting it into being. Some of you don't think that that would amount to anything and you would fail and God would let you down. So the cares of the world are actually causing us to neglect our identity. And maybe your identity has nothing to do with your vocation. Maybe your identity is as a protector and a transformer of your family. And I don't just mean your kids and your wife. I mean your extended family. I mean your brothers and sisters, your parents, your aunts and uncles, your cousins. I mean all of this family. God's saying, I want you to be the leader. And you have no idea how to do that, where to begin. And it brings up all of this past garbage, all of this emotional muck that you don't even want to begin to have to deal with. And it's too intimidating. It's too much for you. And you probably weren't even hearing God anyway. That's just you being arrogant, thinking that you have anything to offer. Can you relate to what I'm telling you? And if you can, it's time to step out of that thinking and into the good soil thinking. You see, this past year, the business and marketing world has been somewhat turned on its head because of some changes that happened with different tech companies and social media networks and how their advertising worked. And it grinded my marketing to a halt. Because I want to be honest with you, I am not a marketer. I am a prophetic man. I am a minister. I am a prophet. I am a teacher who is learning business and learning marketing. And so, when things changed, the growth of Man Warrior King slowed. Sales stopped. And I dealt with these thoughts. I dealt with these thoughts of, I can't, in right conscience, pursue this right now. If it's, I need to spend all my time on what will pay. And the Lord is showing me right now, Matt, you need to step deeper into who I've called you to be. And watch while I bring the increase and the success to your business. Don't go trying to secure yourself, to find other means to pay the bills at the cost of what I've called you to do. Will you respond even in the face of all the thoughts that say that it's arrogant, that it's irresponsible, that God doesn't think quite so highly? See, I've heard the Lord speak to me, tell me that He wants me to be a prophetic entrepreneur, to do business according to what I hear from His voice. And in years past, I heard Him tell me, I've called you to be a prophet to the nations. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to say that I am this official office of prophet or whatever, that you know, you should call me Prophet Matt or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to say in any way, by any means. What I am saying is that God gave me a mission. He's given me a purpose. He's given me an identity. And it is as a man who hears His heart and who speaks it to the world, who communicates the transforming gospel of the kingdom to the hearts of men. I'm somebody who, when I have an idea of what content to put out there, I offer it before the Lord. And he changes it or confirms it or denies it or whatever, and then we go. It doesn't mean that I'm just without any choice in the matter and he's moving my mouth. It means that I have a fire burning in me, just like it says about Jeremiah, that God's word in him, in Jeremiah, was like a fire burning inside his bones, and he couldn't hold it in any longer. That might have been David. Now I'm getting it confused. Jeremiah says that your word is like a fire, and this people is the wood it consumes. It might be David who says that his word was inside him and it was shut up in his bones and he couldn't hold it in any longer. Now I don't remember. Well, that doesn't matter. This is who God has called me to be. And when I get caught up in the marketing and the web design and the sales page design and the funnel building and the software systems to implement and all of that, that's not me operating in my optimal identity. Do I need to learn these things? Yeah. Am I a believer in self-improvement and personal development? 100%. In fact, earlier in my life, I wasn't, and I should have been, because we need to get our butts in gear. We need to get our act together. We need to know how to work on ourselves. And we need to know that it's more important to work on ourselves than it is to work on our job. So I believe in all of this stuff. I don't believe in putting out a half-assed piece of work just because I'm in ministry. I'm called to teach. I'm called to be a prophetic voice in the earth, and I don't have to put out a quality product or quality service. That's garbage. That's not the kingdom. But what I'm saying is that I have allowed my identity and gifting too much to go by the wayside because I've had to focus on the marketing or the tech. And I'm not willing to do that anymore. I'm not willing to stifle who I'm supposed to be. Because I tell you what, gentlemen, when you do it in one area, it has a readout in every area of your life. It makes you walk in timidity and lack of confidence. It makes you walk in passivity and apology. It sucks the vitality and the joy and the drive out of you when you're in your home with your family, with your wife, and you're communicating. Now your communication doesn't bring life. It brings heaviness and death because you are rejecting yourself daily. Stop. I want to remind you, gentlemen, to grab your copy of The DNA of a Man. It's at manwarriorking.com/DNA. The book is life-changing. I get reports from men who tell me that it has revolutionized the way they see themselves, the way they see God, the way they see their wives and their marriages. Make sure you pick up the book. Coming down the pike, we have a few offers that are going to be opening up to you, gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you more about it in the coming days. One of them is my one-on-one Unshakable Man coaching offer that is available to you right now. The other is the monthly membership, The Ranks of a Doulam, where the men in there are going after complete and total life transformation with weekly meetings, a private network, building relationship, walking with each other through the thick and thin. And we've got an exciting group transformation program coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to tell you more about, but not yet. For now, I want you to grab the book, The DNA of a Man. You won't regret it. I love you. Jesus loves you. I'll talk to you soon.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.